Well, this is tax day, and this tax day is juxtaposed against the haves and the have-mores, who never pay their fair share, juxtaposed against the underpaid and the low-wage workers. Well, today promises to be the largest ever across industry lines mobilization low-wage and underpaid workers in the history of this country. In New York alone, more than 10,000 are expected to participate in the fight for 15 an hour. And to engage us in this discussion is Helen Schaub, 1199 SEIU Policy Director, and Elizabeth Traveras, 1199 SEIU Organizer and former home care worker. And I am delighted, particularly today, to have both of you with us.
Good morning.
But let's begin this with Elizabeth. You were a home care worker. Now, I know I work with home care workers who, sad to say, work desperately hard and yet are very often eligible because of the low wage and fluctuating wage for public benefits. I mean, that's where things are at. But tell us more about your experience as a home care worker and why you think today is such an important thing in the advocacy for $15 an hour. And of course, welcome to WBAI.
Thank you. Good morning to all. I want to say that 1199 has joined this movement along with thousands of workers to seek economic justice. But I want to say that 1199 have been in the fight for improving the lives of home care workers for a long time. Without the union, you know, we wouldn't have the good benefits that we have. But the union know that we deserve more. We deserve a living wage. And as a home care worker, I just want to say, as a former home care worker, that we don't just offer companionship. We are a very important part of the healthcare team. And working as a home health day is a very rewarding job. We do a lot for our patients. Our patients rely on us. These are patients sometimes who have no family or who families are working. And we do simple things like taking them to the doctor, to more complex things like changing the Foley catheter, checking the glucose. And as the time goes by, we become more skilled. And we deserve a fair compensation, a living wage.
Helen, you work with 1199. Take off where Elizabeth was directing us. The importance, the fight for 15. Who are the workers that we are talking about? The nature of the work that we do, home health aides, home care workers. How important is this fight for 15 for those workers?
Well, you know, home care is the fastest growing occupation in the city and in the state. We know we have a huge aging population, and it's going to be more and more important. Those folks don't necessarily want to go into nursing homes. They want to be taken care of in their home, and it is the home care workforce that enables people to live independently in their homes as they age, as they have some disabilities that require supports and services. So this is a crucial workforce to help our aging population. People help bathe, feed, make sure that people can get out of bed in the morning, clean, prepare food, and also, as Elizabeth was saying, increasingly, as the acuity of people who are staying at home gets more intense, they are able to help with healthcare-related tasks, be more integrated into the care team. So we know, for example, there's a huge push right now to help keep people out of the hospital who don't need to be in the hospital. A home care worker can alert a nurse early on if the person that they're taking care of is seeming to not do as well, is declining a little bit, and that nurse can come and intervene before the situation gets to a point where somebody needs to get into the hospital.
How many workers are we roughly talking about?
Well, in New York State, it's close to 200,000 workers. In New York City alone, it's about 150,000 workers. We represent over half of those workers and have been fighting, as Elizabeth said. We first started organizing home care workers in the mid-'80s. Those workers were making $3 an hour at that point with no benefits. We have slowly, over that time, fought so that workers are making now $10 an hour plus about $4 in benefits, including health care benefits, which is unusual for the rest of the country. So it's been a long struggle that has involved those workers organizing, going on strike, fighting in Albany, doing all the things they need to do to assert their rights. But as Elizabeth said, $10 an hour is still not enough to live on, and that's why the home care workers have decided to join the fight for 15.
And just what would you, how many, the percentage of the home health aides, the home care workers, would you say are actually unionized at this point?
In New York City, it's over half. It's probably about 60%, and more workers are organizing as we speak. In the rest of the state, which is a much smaller population of home care workers, it's less. I would say in Long Island, it's about 30%. Upstate, less than that.
Elizabeth, I want to go back, turn our attention to what it was like for you as a worker, with all that you committed, to be able to live on the wage that was in place. Just to give us a sense of how important, how critical, how meaningful it is to have a fight for 15. What was it like trying to exist on the wage that you did?
It was very difficult. At times I held three jobs while going to college to improve myself. So it was not easy, but I never lost hope because I know $11.99 was next to me fighting for me to make a living wage. And I knew when the time would come for my brothers and sisters from the labor movement to come and stand with me, I know they were going to. And today they are. And I know, never lost hope. $11.99 was there to support me and to continue to fight to improve and to fight for me to earn a living wage.
I'm interested, Helen, how the union got engaged in this and what you think the importance and significance of, while you are specifically representing the home care workers, the home health aides, etc. This is going to be a whole day of activities across industry lines, from adjunct students teaching in the universities. The construction workers have taken an interest. We've got airport workers that are going to be showing up, Walmart workers, industrial laundry workers. How important is it for all these entities to come together? And I should say, this is not only a national movement, but this is supposed to be taking place in 40 countries on six continents, from Sao Paulo to Tokyo, where people will be marching and rallying.
Well, I think it's tremendously important. And over the last 2 years, as this low-wage worker movement has grown, it has really changed the conversation in our country. And I think for too long, we didn't talk about who was making these wages. It was unacknowledged. And the number of people, from how many working parents trying to raise their families are trying to do that on minimum wage or very close to minimum wage. I think sometimes in our culture, people are ashamed of the low wages that they make. It's seen as a personal failure that somehow you couldn't make more than that. And as people are coming out and saying, this is what I make and I don't deserve it, I deserve more, it is really changing the public conversation. One, that we can acknowledge how many people are making these wages, what it means for them to try to put food on the table, especially in a city as expensive as New York is, and what we need to do to change that. And we've moved the bar. You know, for many, many years, as we were organizing home care workers, both at the bargaining table and then going to Albany and other places to try to change the law, you were really talking about very small incremental, let's see if we can get another 25 cents or 15 cents to improve people's lives a little bit. And finally, workers have come together and say, no, let's have a real conversation about what we need to survive. And it's not another 25 cents. It's a real living wage.
Mm. Elizabeth, what are you going to be doing for the rest of the day today for this fight for 15?
Well, I'm going to be going to the office, and we're going to have a meeting. And after that, we're going to be heading out to 64th Street. And I'm going to be a Spanish speaker, MC. because we have a large population of Spanish workers. But this fight is for everybody. But I'm going to be the Spanish MC for this afternoon.
I want to ask both of you just to hold on a moment because we have a really interesting call coming in now from Maritza Silva Farrell, who is with ALIGN, the Alliance for a Greater New York, who is a participant in the Fight for 15. Maritza, hello.
Yes, good morning. Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Where are you?
We are right now on Folsom Mall in by Park Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
And who's there and what's happening?
We have thousands of people in the streets. A huge march that we just did. Some folks actually did a nonviolent civil disobedience where we blocked the Flatbush intersection. And, you know, we have workers from different sectors of the fast food corporations, as well as workers in the low-wage industry, speaking and taking actually a stand on making sure that we gain $15 and full-time jobs in a union. So it's amazing. It's amazing to see people really taking really bold steps this morning.
What time did you all get there?
5:30
in the morning. And this is going to be going on all day. Maritza, why the Flatbush Avenue extension? Why did you pick the McDonald's there?
Well, there's a couple of McDonald's in this area, and we picked this McDonald's because it's also a place where a lot of workers here in Brooklyn particularly have been organizing for a while now. And so we know there's a couple of locations. There was an actual on the Flatbush and now in the mall. I mean, those are the locations where workers are organizing. It's central to Brooklyn, it is symbolic.
Are the workers themselves at the McDonald's participants in this effort, or are they just able to be supported by other workers from other industries and community residents?
My understanding that we have a few workers. It's a mix of workers who are in the fast food industry here, workers from Wendy's, from McDonald's, from this store and other stores taking action. But as I said earlier, there's so many folks here that it's hard to just take account on who is actually from this particular store or who's not. There is a combination of different folks who are here from the low-wage industry. You get to see folks who work in the car wash industry as well here, folks who are in the care industry, child care, home care, Walmart workers who came all the way from other parts of the country to be here in solidarity and to speak up on this issue. So it's a variety of, there are a variety of workers in this process today.
Well, I wonder if, and I hope Helen and Elizabeth are being a little bit patient, if there's also another one of the workers there that you might be able to put on to give us a sense of the breadth and involvement in this Fight for 15?
Yes, I can. And I can give you, well, right now folks have started speaking on the podium, so it's going to be a little bit loud. If you allow me, I can just invite Trish, who is one of the Walmart workers, with me right at this moment, if that is helpful.
Yes. Yes, by all means. And I should tell people that we have on the line now workers who are participating in civil disobedience as part of the Fight for 15 in downtown Brooklyn. Helen, what do you think about all this?
I think it's wonderful, and it's so exciting that we have so many actions today, so many different people participating. And again, it's really forcing a conversation that we've needed to have for a very long time about low-wage work in this country and about income inequality.
Well, we want to thank you. We're going to have to move on. I wish we didn't. Although certainly myself and my co-host from Building Bridges, Ken Nash, and Building Bridges airs Monday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. We're going to be out there all day. We're going to be recording, interviewing all of the different groupings. And so you'll hear more about that on Monday and, of course, on the coming Wednesday show. And I want to give the last word to Helen and Elizabeth.
Well, we'd love to have people join us. As you said, there's rallies all day today. There's the biggest rally is going to be at Columbus Circle at 5 o'clock today. So we'd love to have people join us in the Fight for 15.
And Elizabeth, what do you say to encourage people? What are you feeling just about even hearing that at 5:30 in the morning there are already thousands of workers out?
Well, I would like to say that I think it's fantastic. I think it's wonderful that people are fighting for economic justice to improve their lives, the lives of their family, and the life of our communities. Please come out, even if you are making more than $15. Please support your brothers and sisters in the labor movement. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're wonderful. And that was Elizabeth Traveras and Helen Shaw, both members of 1199 SEIU, who are playing a critical role on behalf of all low-wage workers, underpaid workers, and specifically for home health aides, home care workers. They're doing a great job. We're going to see you out there 5 o'clock at Columbus Circle in Manhattan. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks also to Maritza Silva Farrell, who has now been dragged off for her role in the civil disobedience. It's been great. Thank you, sisters.
Thank you.
Thank you.